This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The North American Free Trade Agreement came into force 20 years ago today. NAFTA created the world's largest free trade zone and a lot of controversy. Then President Clinton promised more jobs, while folks like billionaire businessman and presidential candidate Ross Perot warned that NAFTA would push jobs south. Kate Davidson reports on where we stand now.
For Shannon O'Neill, the NAFTA verdict is clear.
It has been a net win for all three of these countries.
O'Neill is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. She says trade between Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. has basically quadrupled.
And it's over $1 trillion worth of goods that goes back and forth across the borders.
O'Neill says U.S. job gains have been modest, but consumers have benefited. We can all buy cheaper stuff. Rob Scott is an economist with the Economic Policy Institute. He says the U.S. has lost jobs to Mexico and that Mexican workers have suffered, too.
Mexico is hit with a flood of cheap, subsidized corn imports from the United States, and that drove millions of peasant farmers off of the land and into the cities.
Scott says many migrated to the U.S., suppressing wages for workers at the bottom of the labor market here. NAFTA is 20, but not yet history. We'll hear more about it as the Obama administration pushes two new trade treaties this year. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.